When you think of radio, chances are you think of radio shows, DJs introducing you to their favorite bands, or talk shows with local personalities. Within WHJE, this is known as the program department.
Welcome to the Breaking Point right now. My name is Jackson Ammons, and you guys are tuned in to 91.3 WHJE.
Good morning, Carmel. Welcome to this edition of The Spotlight here on 91.3. I'm your host, Emily Patton, and in the spotlight this morning is the Arctic Monkeys.
Good morning, everybody. You are tuned in here to WHJE 91.3, and this is Beneath the Needle. Welcome, everybody. I'm Ben Miller.
To go into a bit more depth, Program Director Ryan Ruthroff explains what role the program department plays at WHJE.
So the program department is responsible for conducting a live on-air show. Depending on what year you are, you either have like a DJ shift where you just go in and you announce the music and you announce the artist and all that. Or if you're a third year, like if you're more the advanced, you have an actual show where you go on during like SRT, or if you have a weekly show where you go on and you talk about stuff that you really feel you want to talk about and it'll help the community.
As director, Ryan does more than just an on-air show.
I do a lot of stuff. I usually schedule the music that plays on-air 24/7. You get to schedule it in advance. I put the shows on the websites. Like, there's some shows that are websites, and there's some that are only on the website and don't go on-air. So if you go to the website, you'll see a whole list of different shows. And I'm responsible for teaching people on how to use the board, how to go on-air, and how to feel a little more comfortable with going on-air.
However, while Ryan does schedule the music, DJs, especially more advanced department members, are allowed to play what they prefer for their show. Ben Miller, a third-year staff member, explains what he does on his show.
Well, I run a couple of shows. My show that I run primarily each week is called Beneath the Needle. It's on the radio at either 6 o'clock in the morning or 6:30. It's a show where I play a lot of music that I'm into, a lot of music that's kind of newer to people. Recently, we've been kind of using a lot of music that's from more of an artistic perspective, but just all around different types of music.
On the other side of the program department, we have non-music-based programming. One of the most popular shows here at WHJE is The Breaking Point, hosted by Jackson Ammons and Ryan Ruthroff. Jackson explains the format of the show.
Breaking Point is a game show slash talk show. It was originally a game show, but now we've kind of transitioned into the talk show sort of phase, and we play mini games on the side, so get a little entertaining aspect in there, but the conversations we have, we definitely get off topic really fast, and they're honestly pretty fun to listen to.
The show most definitely gets off topic, transitioning to some pretty far-fetched ideas.
But the problem is, if you change the past, you alter the future, too.
Exactly. Mm. And what if you die and don't get a chance to change the past?
What if you die and you can't?
Wait, if I die, can I change that? I don't
know, because you're dead.
Yeah, you're dead.
Okay.
From music to game shows to everything in between, the program department has the live aspect of WHJE under control. From the WHJE News Department, this has been Victoria Oldson. More stories like this can be found at WHJE.com.